I'm Mike Hempen. A 16-year-old female student has been killed and another wounded in a shooting in a Nashville high school cafeteria. Police say it happened this morning at Antioch High School. The 17-year-old shooter later shot and killed himself with a handgun. Nashville Schools Director Adrian Battle says help is being offered to those impacted.
It's deeply personal for me, as it is for so many in and throughout our community. Now, to allow time for students and staff to grieve, Antioch High School will be closed for the rest of this week. We are arranging a location where students and staff can receive brief counseling and other supports.
Police are looking into a motive and whether the students who were shot were targeted. President Trump is meeting with more Republicans as the GOP tries to figure out how to enact his agenda.
Republicans now control both the White House and Congress, but with thin majorities on Capitol Hill and disagreements on the path forward, the president's been inviting members to the White House.
What he's doing is kickstarting what will ultimately be our legislative agenda.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president will also address GOP lawmakers at their Florida retreat next week, championing his young administration's early moves.
He's done more in the last 48 hours for the American people than Joe Biden did in 4 years.
But from Democrats like Ted Lieu in the House,
none of them lower the price of eggs,
to Mark Warner in the Senate.
Trump got hired because he thought he was going to help bring grocery prices down.
Warner says the Trump honeymoon may be even shorter than he expected when people see the administration's not delivering for them as promised.
It's going to be a wild couple weeks.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Evacuations have been ordered for remote communities near a huge and fast-moving wildfire in mountains north of Los Angeles. This is AP News. An NBA game is being rescheduled because of the winter storm in Louisiana.
The NBA has postponed Wednesday night's game in New Orleans between the Bucks and Pelicans after a historic winter storm dumped about a foot of snow in the Big Easy. Tuesday's winter storm made road travel treacherous in a subtropical city with minimal snow clearing equipment on hand. The Bucks flew to New Orleans a day early on Monday in the event that road conditions became safe enough to hold the game. Milwaukee is scheduled to play in Miami on Thursday. It was unclear if the Bucks would be able to fly out of New Orleans on Wednesday.
Prince Harry is claiming a monumental victory. Rupert Murdoch's UK tabloids made an unprecedented apology for intruding in his life over decades and agreed to pay a substantial damage amount to settle his privacy invasion lawsuit. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.